It's estimated there are 86,000 undocumented residents living in Wisconsin. About one-third of them, 30,000, live in Milwaukee. The majority of undocumented residents have been here for more than a decade. They come from a variety of countries. The top three are Mexico, India, and China. Undocumented immigrants face certain challenges, regardless of how long they've been here or their country of origin. Among them, not having the legal right to work or the ability to obtain a driver's license. WUWM's Angelina Mosher Salazar spoke with three undocumented Latino immigrants from different families to learn more about the barriers and worries they face. In the first of a three-part series, she introduces us to Monica, who talks about the difficulties of moving to the U.S. as a young mother, with a baby back in Mexico.
Monica Yala Gonzalez is from Michoacán, Mexico, a small town called Siriciquaro. And when she was just 23 years old, she decided to come to the United States. Monica was a young mother, and the economic situation in Mexico was tough. But the decision to go was not easy. She was forced to leave behind her 8-month-old son, Daniel. She tells me that was one of the most difficult things she's ever had to do, because she didn't know if she'd see him again.
Dejar a mi hijo con mi mamá. Eso es lo que más sentía. El dolor de dejarlo y pues saber si uno lo iba a volver a ver o no.
Monica and her husband each paid $6,000 to a coyote to smuggle them across the Arizona-Mexico border. When they got to the United States, they didn't have anything, just the clothes on their backs. But she had a brother in Milwaukee who gave her and her husband a place to stay. In the beginning, life was hard. Her first couple of jobs were as a waitress and a light assembly worker. And she worked very long and late hours.
De las 5:30 que salía de mi casa hasta las 11. Y llegaba a cocinar. A cocinar y a preparar, ¿verdad? Para a esa hora comíamos.
Monica would leave the house at 5:30 in the morning and not get home until 11 at night. And when she got home, she'd start to cook dinner and prepare lunch for the next day. She and her husband kept working hard for over 2 years until they saved enough money to pay for their son Daniel to join them. Today, Daniel is in his early 20s, and he and Monica are both living in Milwaukee. They, like thousands of other residents in Wisconsin, have a family with mixed immigration statuses. Monica and her husband are undocumented. Her son Daniel has DACA, and her youngest daughter was born in the United States. Monica says she feels conflicted about coming here. She was talking to her sister, who still lives in Mexico, and the sister told Monica she regrets that she didn't come to the United States like Monica did.
Dice, yo no sé por qué nos arrepentimos. ¿Por qué no nos fuimos? Le digo, mira, Dios sabe por qué hace las cosas.
But Monica said to her sister, I know that life is difficult in Mexico, but at least you have your daughters. You do not imagine what is the United States.
Entonces le digo, yo sé que tú has sufrido y batallado mucho. Le digo, pero tú estás ahí con tus hijas. Le digo, pero tú no te imaginas lo que es Estados Unidos.
Monica says that she missed precious time with her kids when they were growing up because she worked so many hours. As an undocumented immigrant, Monica runs the risk of deportation. But she says what she fears most is not what will happen to her, but to her children, especially Daniel.
Mi preocupación más grande es que mi hijo no pueda lograr sus sueños.
He currently has protections as a DACA recipient. That's the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It gives him permission to go to school and to work. But DACA is being challenged and its fate is in the hands of the Supreme Court. So the status of Daniel and hundreds of thousands of students is pending. Tomorrow, we'll meet a 21-year-old DACA recipient who's navigating the uncertain landscape as we continue our series on undocumented immigrants. Angelina Mosher Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.